Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here today.
Oh, good. I'm so glad we missed you last week, but that's all right. We've got lots of stuff to talk about today. So with this weather, it can be kind of confusing. You think, all right, it's beautiful outside. Let's jump on the side-by-sides, the four-wheelers, the trucks. Let's get out and go check out the mountains and just have a really good afternoon. But you can get into some trouble.
It changes so fast. Just yesterday, I was coaching softball, and the first game was okay, and I was in shorts. But by the second game, it was too cold to be in shorts. So the weather changed that fast. And the higher you get, it just gets colder and colder. And there's still snow up on top of the mountain. Enough snow that you'll get stuck if you get up there and get in it. We had a search and rescue last week call out that there was a side-by-side stuck up on Bruin Point. And the folks were ill-prepared to be up there. They didn't have proper footwear. They were in flip-flops. Didn't have warm gear to stay warm. They were getting cold. They were actually able to get their machine out before we got to them, but nonetheless, they weren't prepared to be up there, and they started riding down in the valley, and it's nice and warm down here, but the higher you get, the worse it gets. You can still see snow up on the top of the peaks, so just want to let people know, be prepared for anything you might get yourself into, and you know, the fuel range on a side-by-side is over 100 miles. You can go a long ways.
Right, for sure. So if you are going to head out into the higher elevations, yeah, you might leave wearing shorts and a tank top and flip-flops, but you better bring some boots and pants and a coat because you're going to need it.
You better. And, you know, even if a storm blows in and it rains on you, in July that's cold. This time of year, that's going to be really cold. It could put you at risk for hypothermia. So just be prepared. Have some extra gear in your machine or in your truck or whatever you're going out into the backcountry with, and just make sure that you're prepared for anything that could happen. Pack some water, pack a little, some food in case you have to spend the night.
Right, some snacks.
Yeah, and your cell phone.
Exactly. And absolutely, call search and rescue. Let somebody know that you need help before it gets dark. If you know that you're in a sticky situation at 3 p.m., call it 3:15. Don't wait until 7 p.m.
Yeah, don't wait until it's too late or you've put yourself in harm's way. Let's get you out of there before it becomes risky for you and the searchers.
Well, Sheriff, aside from that, we have got a very, very busy time of year coming up. School's almost out. I think we have 23 days left.
23 days until school's out. School will be done before you know it. So just want to remind everybody, last year we had an enhanced law enforcement presence for graduation night. We're trying to curb the underage drinking issues that we have in our county. And that will happen again this year. There'll be a coordinated effort with local law enforcement, the school district, and everybody so that we are all on the same page. But we want to try to cut back on that. So as parents, be aware of what your kids are doing. Make sure your kids are where they're supposed to be when they're out for events leading up to graduation, because, you know, as we know, sometimes the party happens before, sometimes it happens after, and sometimes it happens on graduation night. But law enforcement's going to be looking for that. We just want to make sure our youth are making good decisions and that everyone's safe and sound.
Exactly. You don't want to start your first summer as a high school graduate with a DUI or a consumption. So yeah. Be safe.
While all the other kids are out having a good time, you're doing community service for the parks or somebody.
Right, exactly.
not a good way to start your summer.
No, it's definitely not. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
You know, our kids are still waiting at the bus stops every morning. The sun's in a place where it's in your eyes this time of year, and the kids are antsy. School's almost out. It's warm weather. I just want everyone to be cautious in those school zones. Spring Glen, Kenilworth, Old Wellington Road, Miller Creek. Anywhere within Price City, Wellington City, Helper City, just make sure we're being careful up in East Carbon. Keep an eye out for the kids. I actually had a kid run out in front of me yesterday that was chasing a ball. The classic chasing a ball into the street thing. So
yes, absolutely.
So yeah, just keep an eye out for them. They're not looking for you, so look for them.
No, they're definitely not, especially this close to summer vacation. So definitely keep an eye out for those kids in the morning and after school where they are standing at the bus stops. Well, as always, Sheriff, I'd like to thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. For more on this Castle Country Focus and additional Castle Country Focuses, you can head on over to our website and find all the info that you need, castlecountryradio.com.